Vidipaksha is telling that Anaya Radhita Ninam Bhagavan Harireshwara. Oh, this very gopi, whose footprints are within the footprints of Krishna, in the midst of Krishna face, certainly this is so much very near and dear to Krishna. She is above all. Certainly it is so much so bhagyavati. Anaya Radhito Ninam. She has done aradhana to that Krishna. So Krishna is basibhut. Krishna is controlled by her. The gopis, Swapakshamane, Lalita and Vishakha, and these manjaris are saying that surely this footprint is of Radhya. Now they become so cheerful that Krishna has not gone alone but with our Swaminiji. They become so much proud, they become so much happy, but they don't declare. They cannot declare. They are knowing and being paid. These are that where the footprints are going. They took another way and all others went another way. From a distance they saw, oh, I am seeing Srimati Radhika is, or Swaminiji is sitting. Krishna is gathering flowers, decorating Srimati Radhika's hair. And he's chatting means, you know, but it's the aim so that she may be so much pleased. Chattering, Srimati Radhika. At last, he saw that, oh, they became so much pleased there. Here, Krishna told that, are you all gopis are coming? You are seeing? I am hearing their voice. I am hearing, they are coming here. Just at once we should go to another place, a hidden place. She told that I can't move. I am so tired. Why she told so? She was thinking in her mind that I am so much kritagna to all gopis. Understanding? Kritagna. I am ungrateful to all my sakhis. Living by all the gopis who are serving always nearly and dearly to me, even giving their soul to me, life to me, they want to serve me. Living Krishna also, they want to serve. And now testing this frame with Krishna here, alone, living all these things, all gopis. So here is no Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, or my Rati Manjari, Vilas Manjari, Rup Manjari, all are not here. I don't want such love. Because I am creeper and they are lips. Without lips, there is no characteristics of creeper. No? Without flower and without lips, a creeper is nanga, naked. No? So, I will serve Krishna or Krishna will serve me where the Lalita Vishakha, all gopis are there. They must be. Then. So I was pretending that I cannot move because they will come. And Krishna sees that if they will come and see together alone, all will be very envious to us and to Srimati Radhika. And there will be forever quarrel. There will be no wrath at all. So Srimati is not going. He told that you should go. I cannot walk. Then come to my soldier. He is standing, she is standing. But he is telling that I cannot go. Krishna at once put his hand in his neck. And as a prayer, he is having this hand here. Oh, you should keep my word and at once go. Keeping his hand in the soldier. Oh, soldier has so much. Sobhagya, you know, fortunate that he has the hands of Krishna here and in a prarthana mood, praying mood. And Radhika is also in Mahabhava avastha. So I want to worship your soldiers now here. Seeing this is. So how he can worship? He is coming now in some senses, in midst. One is in sense, one is half sense, and other is in inner sense. From inner sense he is coming down by and by in mid stage. And from antarvajyavastha he is coming now to bajyavastha. He is now waiting. What I have seen? How can I worship this soldier? How fortunate are you? She sees in his bhavanetra eyes that there are so many beautiful flowers of mallika. Madhura mallika. Very sweet gandha of mallika. So made a flower. Garland. And by eyes she does archana of Srimati Radhika and gave it to the neck of Srimati Radhika. Ja rahi hai? Ja. In the neck of. And praying that when I will have chance to serve you Radhika in this way and praying his Gurudev Rup, Goswami Rup Manjari and all others. This is the purpose of this issue. Today we will end here.
Sevak and Sevika of Krishna, but not servant. Paying and paid servant or servant. But here, nothing like. So they are Sevak. You are Sevak, not servant.
The Sevak word has no alternative in English.
Koi hai nahi? Devotee is not Sevak. Then maybe of four kinds. No? All kinds of devotees, Sadhak and Siddha, in Siddha also, Dasya, Saksha, Vatsalya, Madhu, all are devotees.
General
term. But Sevak and Sevika, Rupmanjari and all other are Sevika. But we use servant because there is no word. So you are not servant but Sevak.
The difference is salary.
One is a sukh, that is salary.
If we serve to get some happiness for ourselves.
That is salary. The sevak has no that kind of, any kind of thing.
There's no bias with it.
Money to serve and money to serve.
The pleasure of master.
If you accept a sevak, then you, what is your pleasure?
You are sevak of Swamiji. Mine now. Very honorable for me.
But now, like Govinda, we have come to you.
And Guru Dhamma. And Guru Dhamma, you have to
come. So you have to tell us your pleasure so that we're not serving just for our own sukh.
They qualify and then make others qualify. This is the service of our Holy Master.
Elder.
They are
seen it?
Thank you. Maharaji is saying that if he had not been a woman, he could be with Krishna all the time. Right? So she's condemning herself. If I'm a woman and I cannot be made, we always have to be apart. What is with what kind of thing?
That's speaking in Candida.
Is it Candida song? It's not Narottam? Candida.
Narottam is Goryeo.
Ah.
Yo.
Oh, I see.
He will say that I want to see you in a radical in this condition. With this. Directly in the
oh,
even this service of them in this condition. When you are doing so, and have yes, come to serve you. Yes.
And also, I heard somebody saying that one of the reasons when she can't even have her booking, then she might even have her opportunity to come as
what?
Srimati.
Mm-hmm.
At first Mahaprabhu came as Gauranga, right? Krishna came as Gauranga to relish his three desires, to fulfill his three desires. And then they say also, Srimati Radhi came as Gadadhar Pandi. I don't know if this is all right. And then she could fulfill this desire of always being with her Lord. Okay. She always wanted to be with
you. You're telling me I'm
sorry.
Here. I'm not here. Do I don't
follow. Alright.
Okay.
So when he came to do this, then Srimati came as Gadadhar. And then in this avatar, she could relish being with her Lord all the time after that her pandit. Is this correct? Is this the fulfillment of this desire?
Krishna was ready to come here. He requested that I've taken your house. And I'm going, but I'm actually there. So always you should take care of me, whether I'm doing right or wrong. So every moment you should walk into our temple. If I'm not doing correct,
you do it. So then he came on the left.
He's watching and see. And sometimes
correcting
if he's doing incorrect.
Did he do anything correct? When did he do that?
It is only Radhika said what?
When was this? Oh, it's not said anywhere?
In Puri, in Gambira Dida, or when Gopinath.
Jagannath?
He tells me when he reads to my Parvati's name.
Oh, Gadadhar Pandi is reading about
he's telling to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he reads to Gadadhar
Pandi,
Sabaka Pandi, or any story of Srimad Bhagavatam, or of he, by that, he gives Shikha to
Mahaprabhu. That's when he's learning. But when is he correcting?
That's
correcting.
Sometimes, when he came from there, some was waiting. Sometimes,
Mahaprabhu. Oh, yes. In the house.
Barahapiram Natavarthati. Very, very melodious.
Thank you. Devi was in Vrindavan, not Kamyavan. No? The kingdom of Vrindavan is of Vrindadevi. But he has donated or given it in the context of Radhika. So Radhika is Vrindavanishwari. But Krishna has married Vrindadevi. So Krishna is Vrindavanishwar. There is dispute whether Krishna is Vrindavanishwar or Srimati Radhika is Vrindavanishwar. Dispute came to Krishna and Radhika. Someone was given to Vrindavan and all Sakhi, Sidama and all were gathered to Govardhan, Sanghati, and she was also summoned. You know summoned? Was summoned, all came there. Krishna told his boxer, his separable thing. Radhika has two pleaders,
lawyer,
advocate, Mallalita and other Vishakha. Krishna has to advocate, like Sidham and Madhumangal. This trip was going. He is hearing the case. Govardhan was judge. No? Krishna told his my married wife, Govinda. Govardhan is in Vrindavan. Govardhan, Nandagaon, Varshana, Javar, Prem Sarovar, Padambate, Uddhavkari, you know all? She will know gradually by her association. All are about 32 miles from Vrindavan. Living Vrindavan, living Madhuban, Madhuban, Talban, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, and Pavlaban in the right side, up to Govardhan and crossing Govardhan, Nandagaon, Varsana, Nandagaon. All are giving Vrindavan. So, Rajkas leader, Lalita, asked the question, how you become owner of this Vrindavan? With your ancestor property? Understanding? Ancestral property, citizen, no. Then how will you become? Have you planted any creeper or tree or anything? Have you kept here any piece of pathar, stone? Have you planted any grasses? Have you created any cows or anything in the Nafat you have done? Have you given any pouring water to them? Have you protected? We see that you come daily with lakhs and lakhs of cows and so many bowls, bowls and so many unlearned go. Sakha, illiterate sakha, with bamboo stick, servants that don't know anything, they only approve the trees and leafers and process. You are not owner of this. Whether Avastati has planted so many creepers, he always is very, very gentle, touch to all flowers. And he daily comes to Kusum Sarovar, Vrindavan and all other places to take his flowers. So he is really the master of this. Of that, of my wife, married by Vaidic Riti, Vaidic Mantra. Who is Sakshi? Who is
evidence?
Evidence? Who is evidence?
Sakshi means the person who
is testified,
the witness.
Who is witness? We begin to see here and there. You call your witness. He calls Madhumangal. There he is first class lawyer.
लाया है लिया मिथ्यावादी एंड ही कंसर्न हिज ओपिनियन बाय गिविंग वन लड्डू सो कैनॉट सो ही इज नॉट एविडेंट एनी विटनेस आर देयर सो मस्ट बी देन ही टोल्ड दैट यू कैन कॉल गुंडा देवी whether he has married, she has married, she was called, and she was despised, to fuck to those, let us ask, whether you are his, why he married wife, he told that, who is he, I don't know, I am so much Gauri, white color, and he is not
fair.
Golden color, and he is so
black.
My father is not so full that he will be.
He will not marry with this
no,
person.
And if my father will want, but I will
not accept.
I will not accept my father's word. So, Krishna was looking here and there, no evidence, no witness, nothing. So, this land, Vrindavan, is of Vrindavan. No doubt. Because who, what is except that at first, the owner of this Vrindavan? How he went to Kamyavan? His Vrindadevi is of Kamyavan. This would be always Kamyavan, not Vrindavan. And why this forest was named after his name? Because so many Vrinda trees are here. In many
our Guru Maharaj installed so many deities all over the world. Now, if one of those deities that he personally installed, if one deity that he personally installed, that he personally did the installation ceremony, if that deity breaks, or if that deity in time, say if it is a brass deity, with washing, sometimes it can get holes in it after a long time, so either breaks or gets holes in it in time. Or one time in Mayapur, some of those Muslims attacked and they took the deity, the Radharani deity. They thought she was gold, and they broke off one arm like that. So the devotees want to know if those deities should be repaired, or can they be repaired, fixed, like the deity that his arm was taken off can be fixed, or must it be replaced because it is broken? If something very minor something has been broken,
yes,
like here and there,
yeah,
then that should be
kept, repaired.
Repaired and kept. But if major person, like hands or head
or legs
or legs or here, that should be given to Ganges or she, and they should be replaced.
So even if an acharya has installed, even if a big acharya has installed that deity,
broken should not be worshipped. And if here and there,
But someone brought up the question: if Rupa Goswami had installed a deity, and then it was broken, it is hard to imagine them taking that deity and putting in
in C because it has been worshipped by Rupa Goswami.
No, it is for all.
For all. That is what I thought.
Whether any Jagannath, we see that after every 12 years they remove. It is parampara.
Yes.
Not same as it was in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time.
Yeah. Okay. That is that question.
If Govindaji, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, every deity has not been taken to Jaipur and a Muslim attack and has broken, no worship.
And when we had to put in some new Sringasan, we in Krishna Balaram Mandir, we put in Sringasan, new Sringasan for the deities.
What?
Singasan. We put in new big one for the deities. And they had to be moved.
Moved
from here and then brought back. So they were fixed. So I think it was a mistake that we move.
They have removed, and that is why it has been broken.
Yeah, in one, yeah, like that.
About Puran Chand.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
What did it?
What happened?
No. What?
Break.
No. What did it?
It was Lalita Devi.
In Vrindavan?
Yeah, this is one case.
Now, any other in present time?
In Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, no.
Why they removed?
Because there was big Sringasan, and they were afraid of something falling on the deity. It was very, to put up was very complicated. That is why. And they were afraid that something would fall on deity.
What has been done? What part?
Ankle.
It should be changed.
Very painful, so painful. But the other deities were moved also. Must there be a ceremony to reinstall or something? Some abhishek?
Abhishek should be done. Abhishek and Bigla Pratistha of Lalita Devi.
With no one.
Not knowing everyone.
Yeah.
Very silently. It should be done.
Yeah.
Can I do?
Maybe you can open the door at 10:30 and work from 8:30 to 10:30. You had that one. You were speaking and that one boy was writing. That is a good way.
I will do something. And most important thing to do bhajan sadhana. Only writing will not do. I have to do some practices for realization.
Okay.
Wait
for this part. I will wait. And he knows from Prabhupada's writing that we are in Shiksha Parampara. So he wants to know what is the philosophy behind this.
Tell him that Haridas Thakur, who was the Diksha Guru of Haridas Thakur, and so many Vaishnavas.
Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar.
Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar. And so many Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit, who was guru of them. And actually, Vaishnava advises that who is guru, and he is then, he